Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fifth Eli in Parshas Vayigash. That's Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Ches, and the pasuk says Ve'elish Mois Bnei Yisrael, and these are the names of the sons of Yisrael, Habayim Mitzrayim, that were coming to Mitzrayim. Yaakov, Uban of Yaakov, and his children, Bechor Yaakov, the firstborn of Yaakov was Reuven, Ubnei Reuven, and sons of Reuven, Chanoichu Palu Vechatsun Vecharmi, Ubnei Shimon, the sons of Shimon, Yemuel VeYamin VeOihad VeYachin VeTzoychar VeShaul Ben Akananis, and Shaul the son of the Kananis. What does it mean, the son of the Kananis? Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod Ben Akananis Ben Dino. This is referring to Dino. He was the son of Dino. Shenivel Alaknani. She was with a Kenani, that's talking about Shechem, and therefore she's being called Kenani over here. Keshehargos Shechem, when they killed Shechem, Lahasadina writes a lot, says she didn't want to leave. Acha Nishbal Hashem Shisaena, until Shimon promised he would marry her, so this is the son of that union. Back to Chomash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ubnei Levi, the sons of Levi were Gershon Kasumurari, Ubnei Yehuda, the sons of Yehuda were Erva Einon Veshelo of Aferetz Vazarach, Vayamas Erva Einon Beretz Kenan, and Aaron Einon died in the land of Kenan, Vayu Bnei Peretz, Chetzer and Vachamel, and the sons of Peretz were Chetzer and Chamel. Ubnei Yisachar, and the sons of Yisachar were Tolo Ufuva Vyoy Veshimron, and Ubnei Zvul and his sons were Sarah. Ve'elon v'yachl el Ela b'nei Leah. These are the sons of Leah, asher yalda liYaakov b'dan Aram, that were born to Yaakov in Padan Aram. Ve'ez Dina b'itai, and Dina his daughter. Kol nefesh banu b'naisav shleshim v'shalosh, all the souls of his sons and daughters. It's 33 altogether. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tazvav. Take a look at the second Rashi. Shleshim v'shalosh, 33 altogether. Upratan, however, in their specifics, when you count each one of them, yatamaita el lamed beiz. You're only going to count 32, not 33. So El azu yecheved. The 33rd was yecheved. Shano the ben achaymes bechnisasan l'ir. She was born in the wall, meaning as they're walking into Mitzrayim, that's when she was born. Shenemar says, "Asher yalda oisel Levi b'Mitzrayim, leidasa b'Mitzrayim." She was born in Mitzrayim, vein hayrasa b'Mitzrayim. However, her conception wasn't in Mitzrayim, and therefore she's counted over here as the people that came into Mitzrayim. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dezayin, Uvnei Gan and the sons of God, Tzifyan v'Chagi Shuni v'Atzbain Eri v'Arudi v'Areli, Ubnei Asher and the sons of Asher, Yimna v'Yishva v'Yishvi Uvriya v'Sarach Chaisam and Sarach their sister, Ubnei Bria Chever Malkiel, Ela b'Nei Zilpa. These are the children of Zilpa. Asher Nasan Lavan Lilea Bita, that Lavan gave to Leah his daughter, Vatelet as Ela. Yaakov, and she bore these for Yaakov, Sheshesrei Nafesh, a total of 16 souls. Bnei Rachel, the sons of Rachel, Eshes Yaakov, the wife of Yaakov, were Yosef and Binyamin. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes, Bnei Rachel, Eshes Yaakov, Uvakulan, Loinemar, Behen Eshes, and none of the other wives is to say the word Eshes, Elisha Haisa, Yikar Shalbayas, she was the Iker of the house, she was the main wife, and therefore she's called the wife of Yaakov. Back to Chomish Pasuk Chav, Vayaval, Yosef, Be'eret Mitzrayim, it was born to Yosef in the land of Mitzrayim, Asher Yodolai Osnas, Bas Paitifara, Kayan Ain, that Osnas, the daughter of Paitifara, the Kayan of Ain, she bore for him, Esmenashav, Ephraim, Menashe, and Ephraim. Obenei Binyamin and the sons of Binyamin were Bela, Vavecher, Vashbel, Ger, Vinaman, Echi, Varosh, Mupim, Vachupim, Vaard, and Ela Bnei Rachel. These are the sons of Rachel, Asher Yulad, Liakov. They were given birth to Yaakov, Kol Nefesh, Arba Asar, a total of 14 souls. Obenei Dan, Chushim, and the son of Dan was Chushim. Obenei Naphtali, and the sons of Naphtali, Yachzeel, Viguni, Vietz, Vashilim. Ela Bnei Bela, these are the sons of Bela, Asher Nasan, Lavan, Lerachel, Bitai, the Nasan gave to Rachel his daughter, Batelet is Ela, Liakov, she gave birth to these to Yaakov, Kol Nefesh, Shiva, a total of 7. Kol Hanefesh, all the soul, Habal, Yaakov Mitzrayim that were coming up with Yaakov to Mitzrayim, Yotzei Yerechai, his descendants, Melvad Neshe Bnei Yaakov, besides for the wives of the sons of Yaakov, Kol Nefesh Shishim Vashesh, that's a total of 66. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav, and go all the way to the end of Rashi where it says Matzasi Bevika Rabba. The beginning of Rashi is very much a diktok Rashi, so over here where it says Matzasi Bevika Rabba, Esav Shesh Nefashas Hayulai, Esav, he had 6 Nefashas, he had only 6 descendants, meaning 6 immediate descendants, Vakasiv Karyo's son Nafshay's Besai, and nonetheless the Pasuk calls them Nafshay's Besai, the souls of his house. Lashon Rabim, this is plural, many souls. Why does it call them that? Lafishayu Avdim Lokos Harbe, that's because they all served many different gods, and therefore they were all splintered and fragmented. They weren't like one unit. But Yaakov, Shivim Hayulai, he had 70 souls as part of his family, Vakasav Karyo's son and Nefesh, and the Pasuk calls them Nefesh, one soul, Lafishayu Avdim Lokel Echad, because they all serve the same God. Back to Chomash Pasuk of Zion, Ubine Yosef Asher Yulad Loib Mitzrayim, Nefesh Naim, and the sons of Yosef that were born to him in Mitzrayim, that's 2 souls, Kol HaNefesh Lebeis Yaakov, Haba Mitzrayim Shivim, all the souls of the house of Yaakov who came to Mitzrayim, that was a total of 70. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the 6th Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.